Rex Lachford in Snow Slam, New York, with another day page. Here are the headlines that define this day. At least 13 people have died and more than 550,000 have lost power in a massive snow and ice storm across the eastern United States. President Obama has finally made good on his threat, issuing an executive order raising the minimum wage for federal contract workers. Hundreds of thousands will see a wage hike from $7.25 to $10.10 an hour. The Senate has approved a measure that would lift the debt ceiling until March 2015. The vote came after enough House Republicans joined with Democrats to back hiking the debt limit without conditions, undermining the long-standing Republican insistence on an offsetting amount of cuts to social spending. The Senate measure passed on a party-line vote of 55 to 43. The nation's two largest cable providers have announced a merger. Comcast will buy Time Warner Cable at a cost of more than $45 billion in stock. The deal comes less than a year after Comcast completed its acquisition of NBC Universal. Regulators can still cut down the deal. The United Nations is warning of an ethnic religious cleansing in the Central African Republic after uncovering a mass grave. Human rights activists are warning Syria has endured its deadliest violence to date in the 3 weeks since its peace talks began between the Assad regime and the opposition. The Afghan government has released a new group of prisoners from the former U.S. prison of Bagram, again over White House objections. No one on the planet's surface should dare raise White House objections, right? In other news from Afghanistan, two U.S. service members were killed and four were wounded on Wednesday in an attack from men in Afghan army uniforms. A Pakistani judge has ordered the country's intelligence agencies to hand over a prominent activist who went missing last week. The U.S. ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy, visited the southern island of Okinawa Wednesday amidst local protests against the U.S. military presence. Republican Senator Rand Paul has filed a class action lawsuit against the White House and the National Security Agency over the bulk collection of U.S. telephone records.
The interesting thing is as we've looked at this, both at the Intelligence Committee level and through investigations by the media, there's no evidence that there's been one terrorist caught or detained or prevented uniquely on this information. I'm not against the NSA. I'm not against spying. I'm not against looking at phone records. I just want you to go to a judge, have a person's name, and individualize the warrant. That's what the Fourth Amendment says.
A new study says at least 28 people have died in school shootings since the Newtown massacre 14 months ago, and that's one school shooting every 10 days since Newtown. And jury deliberations have begun in the murder trial of a Florida man who shot dead a black teenager in a dispute over loud music. That's it for this day page. Hey, turn the music up. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb Mornings, heard on the Liberty Radio Network and online at daypage.net. See you next time for another Day Page.